Oh, poison ivy, poison oak.
Mm-hmm. And what are some kinds of berries? How about red berries? I don't mean that make your skin break out, but I just mean berries that you eat.
Oh. Blackberries. Blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What are the ones you put on shortcake, the red ones?
Strawberries.
Okay. There's another kind that's red. They look like blackberries. Starts with an R.
Raspberry.
Mm-hmm. And, you probably have not seen these because they grow in the mountains, but it's a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers. Did you ever hear of laurel or mountain laurel? Did you ever hear of rhododendron? How do you say that?
Rhododendron.
Okay. And how about a big tree? They do have these in Atlanta. A great big thing that has shiny leaves and big white flowers. I think it's the state flower of Mississippi.
Magnolia tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these next ones are about family relations. A married woman might say, I have to ask my
husband.
And he would say, I have to ask my
wife.
Are there any joking names that a husband and wife might call each other?
Not that I know of.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is
a divorce.
What if he's dead?
Deceased.
Well, she is a
widow.
Okay. Do you have a name for it if she's divorced, if her husband has left her?
Divorcee.
Did you ever hear of a grass widow? Okay. Then the man whose son you are is your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
What do you call your father?
Dad.
Okay. What do you call your mother?
Mother.
Okay. And your father and mother together are your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father would be your
grandfather.
And your father's mother would be your
grandmother.
What do you call them?
Grandparent.
I mean, what do you say when you're talking to them?
Granddad and grandma.
You call them both the same thing? Okay. Then your sons and daughters would be your
children.
Mm-hmm. And a name that a child is called by, maybe just in the family, that's not his real name, it's his
play name.
Or what's another name? Or another word for that?
Nickname.
Mm-hmm. And something that you could put a baby in and it would lie down. It's got a top and wheels.
Carriage.
Okay, and if you put the baby in the carriage, you'd take him out and say, I'm going to do what to the baby?
Stroll the baby.
Good. And your children would be your sons and your
daughters.
Or a boy and a
girl.
Or a man and a
woman.
Okay. And what would you say about a woman who is going to have a baby? She's
pregnant.
Is there another way to say that?
I don't know.
Any old-fashioned ways? How about, what would you call the woman that you might send for if you didn't have a doctor?
Nurse.
It's an old-fashioned kind of thing. More out in the country, I guess, than in the city. Did you ever hear of a midwife or a granny? Yeah. What would you call?
Midwife.
Okay. Then if a boy and his father had the same appearance, you'd say the boy
resembled his father.
Okay, suppose they just acted the same. You say the boy
acts like his father.
Okay, and if a mother had to take care of three children, say the father died all by herself, you say she had to what? The children herself.
Raise the children herself.
Good. And what would you say to a naughty child? You're going to get a
whooping.
Anything else?
Spanking.
Which is worse?
Whooping.
Why is it worse?
Just sound worse.
Okay. Let's see. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob
grew 5 inches.
And next year he will
grow 5 inches.
Mm-hmm. And he has
grown 5 inches.
Okay. What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman? If the parents are not married, then the child is a
bitch.
I think that's what the mother is. The child is a starts with a B.